It's Craft Beer on the Bay.
I like drinking beer.
Every Friday, Jefferson, the craft beer guy, kicks off your weekend with news about his latest discoveries, the coolest breweries in the area, and craft beer events where you and your buds can get neck deep in suds.
A little over 4 years ago, while visiting Phil Rudy at Independent Brewing Company in Bel Air, I met Aaron Hopkins, Independent's head brewer at the time. During our conversation, Phil and Aaron talked about Aaron's new business, Chesapeake Malting Company, a soon-to-be supplier of malt to Maryland breweries. Not long after that meeting, Aaron left Independent Brewing and opened Chesapeake Malting along with his father. As a farming family, opening a malt farm was both exciting and new for the Hopkins, but also familiar territory for these lifelong farmers. But Aaron had another dream, to open his own brewery, a dream that came true last July when Hopkins Farm Brewery opened in Havre de Grace. I sat down with Aaron this week in their rustic and inviting tap room and talked about his journey into brewing, starting off with attending the University of Delaware as an agribusiness major.
Turning 21 in Delaware, where Dogfish was real popular, that was kind of my first introduction, just going out to the bars or some liquor stores and trying. I think the first one we probably had was a 60 minute, and then going into the fall, trying, I think, the pumpkin ale was just a game changer as far as going from what you knew beer was to what beer could be.
A few months later, Aaron Hopkins and his fellow agribusiness majors had to decide on a senior project, and then destiny took its course.
I was initially going to do my project based on a farm-to-table restaurant. The week that we had to submit your proposal for what you wanted to do, they just opened up a new bookstore at the college, and Sam Calgian from Dogfish Head came, and he was one of the speakers for the ribbon cutting. He just released a book, Brewing Up a Business. So me and a couple of our roommates, we went over and got to see him talk and bought the book and had him sign it, and it was pretty cool. Reading that book that week, did a quick 180 flip and ended up doing a farm-to-table brewery for my project. That really did kind of set me on that path of this is something I'd really want to do in the future.
After graduation, Aaron jumped back into a bartending job he had through college and spent time working with his dad on their farm. And Aaron kept thinking about brewing beer.
Someone we knew had put me in touch with Dave Benfield at Duclaw. He was awesome and actually set up a time to meet with him at the Bel Air restaurant and just had a great conversation. He had some different books he recommended, homebrew groups, and then just kind of ended it with setting me up with a little tour with one of their sales people.
As it turned out on the day of his tour, the brewery was especially busy because they were short-staffed. Aaron said that if they ever needed help, he'd be glad to do volunteer work. The next day, Duclaw called, taking Aaron up on his offer to do volunteer work, a move that led to a part-time paid position and gave Aaron the chance to get to know some of the brewers while he continued doing a lot of basic jobs. He then decided he wanted to learn more and enrolled in a two-semester course on brewing in Washington State. When he returned home between semesters, he got a call from Duclaw offering him a full-time position in production. And although he wasn't brewing, the job gave Aaron the chance to learn from the Duclaw brewing team.
Going and working at Duclaw was an amazing learning experience. The biggest thing was just all the guys that worked there. They'd all been doing it for a while. There was like five other guys there that were all just really good teachers in their own ways, and they all did things a little bit different. So it was really cool to just constantly homebrew and bring in beers, have them try it, pick their brains, try to pick up aspects of everything they did. And it's been really cool now just to follow all those guys now. They're all at different breweries now. It's been cool to follow their careers and stay in touch with them and do some collaboration stuff with a few of the guys.
Next week, Aaron tells us about his move from Duclaw Brewing to Independent Brewing and the steps he started taking to open Hopkins Farm Brewery. Until then, make a visit to Hopkins Farm Brewery in Havre de Grace and enjoy some great beer while taking in the beauty of the Hopkins Farm. Cheers!
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the White Oak Tavern in Ellicott City. 42 rotating craft beers on tap, plus live music every weekend.